last ever radio extravaganza. Until 7 o'clock. The on-air phone number is 512-472-KOOP. Ken's last ever radio.
Direct, and as soon as they got the political power, that's just what they did. They're not interested in patriotism, they're interested in the mighty dollar. They're there because Iraq has oil, and right now they're pocketing that money as fast as they can. And 600 American boys are giving their lives for their greed.
Because I think people need to look back at when Bush was campaigning in the debates between him and Al Gore. And at that specific time, Bush had already set up his plans, if you can remember, that he was talking about we need to arm up our military. And he did make reference to Saddam Hussein. So I do believe that one of his premises when he got into office was to go to Iraq. Now, if he was looking to go into Afghanistan, they should have finished the job. Why in the middle of that would he go to Iraq? Very strange to me. I think people need to open their eyes and see what this whole administration is about.
I think that there's two things that Bush had in mind when he went into office. One was the tax cuts, and two was to go into Iraq. And those were his main priorities. And some people agree, and others will disagree. Jerry Falwell, the preacher, he went along with the action in Iraq, so he's a preacher, so we ought to think about that. And that's about all I have to say.
Secretary Rumsfeld stated at the beginning of the speech and later affirmed that the president, shortly after the crash of the Pentagon, authorized the use of force to shoot down airliners containing American citizens. He did not directly say that the crash in Pennsylvania was caused by that, but I will point out that a lot of taxpayer money is being spent to give hush money to families of the victims. And a lot of families are struggling financially, trying to get answers from the government.
Counts is the fact that over 2 years ago, Mr. Wolfowitz and the rest of them put out a book saying that they were going to attack Iraq. And as soon as they got the political power, that's just what they did. They're not interested in patriotism. They're interested in the mighty dollar. They're there because Iraq has oil, and right now they're pocketing that money as fast as they can. And 600 American boys are given their lives for their greed.
These are the things to keep in mind. These are not just academic exercises. We're not analyzing the media on Mars or in the 18th century or something like that. We're dealing with real human beings who are suffering and dying and being tortured and starving because of policies that we are involved in. We, as citizens of democratic societies, are directly involved in and are responsible for. And what the media are doing is ensuring that we do not act on our responsibilities, and that the interests of power are served, not the needs of the suffering people, and not even the needs of the American people, who would be horrified if they realized the blood that's dripping from their hands because of the way they're allowing themselves to be deluded and manipulated by the system.
I'm calling because I think people need to look back at when Bush was campaigning and the debates between him and Al Gore. And at that specific time, Bush had already set up his plans. You can remember that he was talking about we need to arm up our military, and he did make reference to Saddam Hussein.
I've been watching the hearing, and I'm very disappointed at some of the questions that are being asked. I want to know who gave the Bin Laden family the okay to fly out of here. I want to know who set that up. I also want to know why Condoleezza Rice don't want to show up for the public hearing. And I want to know what happened to NORAD. The North American, the aviation department, because the plane hit the towers and they were an hour late getting up there to see what was going on. And I also remember the golfer, Payne Stewart, when his plane veered off course, they were up there in 20 minutes. Something is really wrong. And we the people are not dumb, and we the people can see that the Bush administration is doing a whitewash.
Let's go.
Let's go.
if ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're out to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
God has planted in our bosoms our defense is in the preservation of the spirit that prizes liberty as the heritage of all men. In all lands, everywhere, destroy this spirit.
Because of the wonderful things he does.
And you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own door. These are not our reliance against tyranny. Our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in our bosoms. Our defense is in the preservation of the spirit which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men. In all lands, everywhere. Destroy this spirit. And you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own doors. At what point shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means shall we fortify against it? Shall we expect transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us in a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined could not find force. Take a drink from the Ohio. Or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years.
This is part
what
one,
point,
two-part
man?
Program, drawn from the Oriental philosophy.
Is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer that if it ever reaches me, it must have been
or an artifact.
It cannot come from abroad.
We have a cause.
If destruction be our cause.
God made Adam out of the dust. In other words, he made a clay figurine, and then blew the breath of life into the nostrils of the figurines, and then came to life. Now, the Hindus don't have that model of the universe to cope with, because they don't look at the universe as God's creation in the sense of being an artifact. They look at it as God's drama, because they see the world as active, not created. God is that which is pretending to be all. And everybody is really God, is a master God, who is playing that he's you. But he's doing it so well that he's taken himself in.
And the relationship of love between God and man is the meaning of the world. The sight of God is the glory of God, and so on. But again here, there's something to be further pursued. What is it that we want in love with a person, and even a person in the sense of the Lord God? What is the content of it? What is it that we are really yearning after? Well, now, if we go back to the first point, taking it as words that all that is transitory is but a symbol.
Of interesting stories from that era, this was in the middle 1950s. But Max Morris was a very well-known young evangelist, young preacher. He had just come back from a trip to Europe. He had been behind the Iron Curtain. He had preached to the godless communists in East Berlin. He was very, very much on a roll, very popular, and he had been invited to speak at a major series of meetings at the 9th and O Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky, where I was living at the time. So I went to hear it. Max told us...
I think that there's two things that Bush had in mind when he went into office. One was the tax cuts, and two was to go into Iraq. And those were his main priorities. And some people agree, and others will disagree. Jerry Falwell, the preacher, he went along with the action in Iraq, so he's a preacher, so we ought to think about that. And that's about all I have to say.
And that we want to feel that all things have significance. It does seem to me that there's a sense in which we often use the word significance, where the word seems to be chosen quite naturally, and yet at the same time it's not quite the right word. We say, for example, often of music, that we feel it to be significant, when just at the same time we don't mean that it expresses some particular kind of concretely realizable emotion, and certainly it's not imitating the noises of nature. A program music, you know, which simply imitates something else, and it deliberately sets out to express sadness or joy or whatever, is not the kind of thing I mean.
If you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe and sound, soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound, and you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands.
People should be more informed. The thing that counts is the fact that over 2 years ago, Mr. Wolfowitz and the rest of them put out a book saying that they were going to attack Iraq. And as soon as they got the political power, that's just what they did. They're not interested in patriotism. They're interested in the mighty dollar. They're there because Iraq has oil, and right now they're pocketing that money as fast as they can. And 600 American boys are giving their lives for their greed.
Please remain seated during your tour, keeping your hands and arms inside the vehicle, and kindly refrain from smoking. Thank you. Please you are now beginning a grand doors, circle tour of Tomorrowland aboard the People Mover, the first system of its kind in the world. Since its 1967 opening, the People Mover has carried more than 50 million guests.
The doors of your car will close automatically. Please keep your head and arms.
Your tour of Tomorrowland will cover 3/4 of a mile and will give you a close-up look at many shows and attractions, as well as previews of many others.
An exciting new concept in transportation.
Across the way is Star Tours, a thrilling new adventure inspired by the George Lucas Star Wars films.
Good afternoon. I've been watching the hearing, and I'm very disappointed at some of the questions that are being asked.
Hello.
I want to know who gave the Bin Laden family the okay to fly out of here. I want to know who set that up. I also want
to
know why Condoleezza Rice don't want to show up for the public hearing. And I want to know what happened to NORAD, the North American, the aviation department, because the plane hit the towers. And they were an hour late getting up there.
Ach, oh, Vivaldi. It is felt to be significant, not because it means something other than itself, but because it is so satisfying as it is. And we use then this word, significance. So often, in those moments when our impetuous seeking for fulfillment cools down, and we give ourselves a little space to watch things as if they were worth watching, ordinary things. And in those moments when our inner turmoil has really quietened, we find significance in things that we wouldn't expect to find significant at all. I mean, this is, after all, the art of those photographers who have such genius in turning the camera towards such things as peeling paint on an old door.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Questioning the existence of meaning. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, which has no meaning, airs every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7 p.m. on Co-op Radio. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza can be heard, if you missed it, again and again. All the different programs from the last 10 years can be listened to on the internet at counterfolk.com/last-ever. If you don't have a computer, then simply send email to ken@counterfolk.com. For more information about listening to counterfolk.com/last-ever. You may also call on the phone for more information about other ways of listening at 512-472-KOOP. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. counterfolk.com/last-ever. ken@counterfolk.com.
People should be more informed. The thing that counts is the fact that over 2 years ago, Mr. Wolfowitz and the rest of them put out a book saying that they were going to attack Iraq. And as soon as they got the political power, that's just what they did. They're not interested in patriotism. They're interested in the mighty dollar. They're there because Iraq has oil, and right now they're pocketing that money as fast as they can. And 600 American boys are giving their lives for their greed.
KOOP Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Education Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated by the FCC. Broadcasting 91.7 MHz. And you know the rest. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.